For many Ghanaians, graphic has been used as a word to mean a newspaper or official gazette, in much as the same way as we use tea to denote any hot beverage, and therefore refer to coffee tea or Milo tea. This means that the graphic newspaper has been an integral aspect of our lives as the dominant and authoritative source of information. In today's world of social media and multiple sources of instant news available on our telephones, it is tempting to undervalue the powerful role that the graphic newspaper played in Ghana in the critical early years of nationhood. It is worth recalling that at its birth in 1950, Graphic was very much one of the Cecil Kane-owned British Daily Mirror group of newspapers. In other words, it was a privately owned British business, a colonial entity that sprung up in the country at the height of the struggle for independence. It says a lot for the Graphic of those early days that from such a background, it managed to win the popular market and become the news and became the newspaper of choice. It is lucky for all of us that a business culture was firmly planted at the institution, and even when it was transformed into a state-owned entity, the management always knew that they had a business to run and bills had to be paid. I'm glad to note that the Graphic remains today a profitable enterprise when other state-owned media outlets have not been able to stand on their own feet and are still struggling. Arguably, one of the best periods of profitability of Graphic came during the outstanding tenure of office of Ibrahim Awal Mohamed, when he was managing director of the corporation. Currently, he's an important member of my government, serving as the Minister for Business Development and doing an extraordinary job as such. The Graphic made a name for itself, also as a newspaper that was not afraid to state the truth and hold those in authority to account. From Bankole Timothy through Peter Dokenu, Henry Ofori, Kojo Jumogan, Cameron Dodo, to Elizabeth Ohene. Their personal stories on the paper might not always have ended well, but they and others built a reputation for the Graphic that a state-owned newspaper can and should be independent of the government of the day. There are many who consider the existence of state-owned media in a multi-party democratic state where party government is the rule, an anomaly. Graphic's record of independent expression tells us that such a media need not automatically be a propaganda tool of the ruling government. There were periods, however, when the Graphic failed to live up to this responsibility. We know of occasions when publications in the newspaper reported to be interviews by its reporters were in fact write-ups from the government. We know of editorials written by the Ministry of Information. Those days were part of an unhappy past, and we can all be relieved state-owned media no longer have to suffer such pressure from governments. The problems that journalists face today come from the need to have highly skilled professionals that will cope with the challenges of present-day media. It is great that we no longer have to wait till tomorrow morning to find out what happened yesterday, thanks to technology. But again, thanks to technology, we now have the phenomenon of people manufacturing totally false or fake stories that easily pass off as news. This is not only alarming, but also poses a serious threat and danger to the very fabric of our society. We must all make a concerted effort to eliminate this phenomenon from our media space, difficult though that might be. The health of the nation requires that we succeed. It is probably a sign of how credible the graphic brand is that regular attempts are made to post false stories on websites that are set up deliberately to look like the official graphic website. I hope that the graphic resists the temptation to join in the rush to be first with the news and end up giving credence to false and malicious stories. If you go down that road, future generations will not ask, is it in the graphic as proof of authenticity? Or say, I read it in the graphic as the final word on all conversations and an end to all arguments. This is a hard-won reputation, and it was useful for the whole country, and we all had a reference point that we could trust. What hesitations the public had about the graphic came from the distrust that the people have about what is perceived as government propaganda. The Constitution of the Fourth Republic has provided protection for journalists in the state media, state-owned media outlets, to be able to do their work without interference from the executive. Members of the new Patriotic Party know what it's like to be at the receiving end of being shut out by the state-owned media. You will remember that we went to court to get a formal ruling of the Supreme Court that liberated media houses like The Graphic to do what is right. It was one of the high points of my professional career, arguing before the Supreme Court the case of the New Patriotic Party and versus the Ghana Broadcasting Corporation, where the court pronounced on the constitutional imperative of according equal time on state media to the views of all political actors. The court's decision has deservedly become an anchor of our democratic political culture. It continues to be a matter of great pride for me that I was the instrument for the repeal of the criminal libel law, which has been on our statute books since colonial times. Its repeal was a solemn promise made by J.A. Kufuor, the then presidential candidate of the NPP, during his successful 2000 campaign for the presidency. As Attorney General in the administration of the second president of the Fourth Republic, His Excellency John Adekunle Kufuor, I was charged with the duty of making good on this promise, a duty I discharged with considerable relish. I have no doubt the repeal has served to strengthen the freedom and accountability of the Ghanaian media, making it one of the most vibrant on the African continent and in the world. We in the New Patriotic Party believe in the triumph of superior arguments and not in the silencing of dissenting voices, no matter how poisonous. Yeah. I have to use the platform of this occasion to express the appreciation of the nation for the responsible advocacy role Graphic has played in educating and raising the awareness of Ghanaians on the need for compliance with the COVID-19 safety protocol. Your efforts have been a welcome complement to those of government, as you and the electronic media have provided me with the channels through which my Sunday broadcasts on the steps being taken to defeat the pandemic have reached Ghanaians. I am very grateful for your input, and will depend on you until we have completely won the battle against the virus. Further, I am deeply regretful that despite the best efforts of the police, the perpetrators of the murder of Ahmed Swale are still at large.
But I assure you, this dossier will not be closed until they are brought to justice. I'm aware there are some in the media who are skeptical of democratic governance and blame all the ills of our society on politicians
operating in the democratic framework. There are those who would rather have authoritarian rule because they claim democracy is cumbersome and we need to get things done in a hurry. We still clearly have some work to do to convince our people that we are all safer under democracy. We in Ghana are in a position to be able to repeat the words of the great English wartime leader, Winston Churchill, who said, and I quote, "Democracy is the worst form of government, except all those other ones that have been tried from time to time," unquote. Indeed, the period of democratic rule has seen a marked improvement in the quality of life of our people compared to the period of authoritarian rule. We have witnessed sustained growth in the size of the economy, rising levels of per capita real incomes, and systematic expansion of the private sector. We have been assured that efforts to meet the most basic requirements of social justice, that is, education from kindergarten through to secondary school, and accessible health care to all our citizens, are increasingly successful. We have recorded significant reductions in maternal mortality rates and engendered greater and greater gender equity. We have entrenched media freedom. We have deepened attachment to the rule of law, respect for individual liberties, human rights, the principles of democratic accountability and social justice. And we have created an environment in which government and regulatory agencies attempt to enhance rather than inhibit or frustrate trade, commerce, and investment. It is only proper that those who fear democracy should bear these developments in mind. For me, I will always be on the side of free government, no matter its defects or imperfections. I urge the generation of journalists and staff of the Graphic
to work to uphold the best in the Graphic tradition and create a sound modern ethos that encompasses all the dictates of modern technology and the challenges of the new media.
Fellow Ghanaians, I am of the strong conviction
that the future of our country is bright and exciting.
The media has a positive contribution to making this journey for progress. The Ghana Project, Ghana Beyond Aid, in other words, the creation of a self-reliant, progressive Ghana, needs a committed and professional media to advance it. Ghanaian journalists were at the forefront of the struggle for independence, and they should be at the forefront of the battle for a united, modern, prosperous, and democratic Ghana. In the run-up to our 8th successive election in the Fourth Republic, the nation is counting on you to help preserve its peace and unity. Ghana has rightfully earned her status as a beacon of democracy on the continent, and all of us have to work together to guard it jealously. The Ghanaian and African people are undertaking a unique experiment in human history. European, American, and Asian industrialization took place at times of limited franchises and authoritarian institutions. Ours is being effected on the basis of full universal adult suffrage in open society. That is the magnitude of our challenge and the nature of our prize. We should all be proud of being frontline actors in this great venture. Before I sit down, let me say I've taken note of the request made to me by the chairperson of the National Media Commission. Fortunately, the Minister for Information also had the request. And I believe between the two of us, we should be able to address the issues raised by it. I would also like to congratulate all tonight's award winners.